This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people in the building with costumes on today?
I've noticed one.
I think there's probably a bunch on the other side of the building there.
Sales staff?
Yeah.
You want to go check it out?
I mean, not really.
Okay.
I was just curious if you had seen anything that.
Hey, do you know if anybody's doing this? Yeah. Are you interested in checking it out? No, I'm not. I'm just wondering if anybody's doing it. Yeah, there's.
Like, well, we've got a show to do. I'm not going to get up during the show.
But no, during a commercial break. Maybe you could go wander over there and see who.
What'd you see?
I saw it looked like somebody had a sheet over their head with a top hat. Is what it looked like to me. It wasn't like somebody went.
Was it Dapper it Casper?
It wasn't something super cool like visor fake hair, which I was going to go with. I seriously.
Were you just going as people Gator strongly distaste?
Yeah. Just like, yeah, I could.
Dislikes?
I could have. Yep. All right. So trade deadline. And look, TikTok, right? Deadline's Tuesday, and I think some people are getting antsy because if you look at what's going on, stuff's happening around the league. You know, just this week, Christian Darrisaw, left tackle, gets hurt in Minnesota, and they trade for Jacksonville backup Cam Robinson to fill that hole. Ravens, right, Kang? What was that? Ravens got the
Deontay receiver. Johnson from the struggling Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, so you're looking at teams making moves, and what's the hang-up here? With all this stuff whirling around and our team hasn't made a move yet. And I know some people have the default position that we are incompetent. Or some people have the default position that our guy's a moron. I can't believe he's sitting on his hands. We've got asleep at the wheel accusations, which, you know, I mean, there's been nobody that's proven to be more competent that's run the Lions than our guy. So if it's being run competently, what would make the most sense why something hasn't been added yet? Because we've probably passed the 0 hour for adding somebody right now and having them play on Sunday. So Sunday's game wasn't any kind of deadline for them. But they still could have swung a trade, so why haven't they yet? Here's what I think is going on. I think Brad Holmes has a deal or two in place right now. Just pull the trigger, make the call, and the deal would be done like that. I think he's probably agreed to terms with a couple of teams for a couple of trades. Now, is it, and I don't mean they'll make two. I think he's probably got a couple things that are basically the parameters have been laid out and both sides would agree to it. He just hasn't pulled the trigger yet. Well, why hasn't he pulled the trigger? What would make sense? What makes sense is that you have a number of teams that have said to Brad Holmes, I want to wait to see what happens all the games leading up to the trade deadline. Because even though you look at teams and you go, well, Cincinnati's fading or Cleveland's fading, Raiders have no shot, you know, it's hard to convince those teams to give up on the season. Because if you trade a big piece – You're Cincinnati, Cleveland, maybe even the Raiders, and I don't think the Raiders are going to move on from Max Crosby. If you trade a big piece, you're giving up on the season, and your entire locker room knows it. And if you're Cleveland, you have to make sure, you got to make sure that Jameis Winston isn't lightning in a bottle and can be the next Baker Mayfield. Even though I doubt it, I think they're making sure. I think Cincinnati doesn't want to move Trey Hendrickson because they're still going to have Joe Burrow next year, and they can try and win next year too. But I also think if they win this weekend at 4-5, it doesn't make sense to give up if you're just a game under 500. So I think what's happened here is that the Bengals, the Browns, the Raiders to an extent, maybe even Jacksonville, they've got players that you can use, have all told Brad Holmes, wait till after Sunday. And maybe it wasn't like, they're not saying it today. They might have said it a week ago, 2 weeks ago. We want to see all of our games leading up to the trade deadline. And that's why I think he's waiting. I think he's waiting because there are bigger deals to be had. He's just waiting to see who's going to be a willing trade partner to essentially pull the plug on their season.
I think there is a football game on Sunday that Detroit Lions fans should be watching with great interest. It's a 1 o'clock game. Lions play in the 4:30 game.
Yep.
There's a 1 o'clock game where the Chargers are at the Browns. And we're all talking about the Browns, right? And yep. Za'Darius Smith, and rightfully so. And yes, I think the point has been made that not only by you, but by others that, you know, if they think they're still in it, then they're not going to. If Cleveland wins, then they feel like they got something going with Jameis Winston. They've got two in a row here under his belt. Let's go. Let's make a run for it. You know, Steelers are on top of division at 6-2, but the Steelers don't feel like this juggernaut of a team.
Nope.
Feels like they're a team that's gotten by and won some close games, and okay, they've played well enough, but then maybe Cleveland feels like they can get something done. So Cleveland wins. What does that mean for the Chargers? The Chargers have dropped to 4-4, and they're in a division with Kansas City, who's 7-0. Denver is 5-3 in that division. If Denver wins, then they have a couple games up on the Chargers. So it becomes interesting because the Chargers, they have some players we'd like, or at least one. Khalil Mack, I think, would be a nice addition to the Lions for the edge rush position. So there are players out there, and I agree with you, that I think that maybe not for the same reason, but I think that they're going to wait till Monday or Tuesday to pull any kind of trade because teams are still not sure where they're at
yep.
this season. They're ready to give up if they lose.
You hang on as long as you can hang on.
Yes.
You try and win as long as you can try and win. And I will say that we have some experience in this field of being a team that is out of the playoffs, but looking at it and going, you know, only a game and a half out. Things can change in a hurry.
Yeah. And the other thing with Cleveland's Za'Darius Smith is he signed for another season, right? So they don't have to move him. Like, if they feel that they're just a player or two away from really competing, you know, they realize that the Deshaun Watson thing isn't going to work out. I mean, he's out because of an injury. But if they found something with Jameis Winston, or if they feel like they can get some other players healthy and add to this team, and maybe 2025 is their year, then why get rid of the bookend defensive ends? Why break that up with Myles Garrett and Za'Darius Smith? I mean, yeah, you can get something for Za'Darius Smith, but if it's a fourth-round pick, you try selling your fan base at a fourth-round pick is fun, because it's not.
No, it's not, and that has been thrown out there, and we'll play the soundbite. Za'Darius Smith is, there's a potential out after this year. His cap hit next year is, I believe it's only $1.5 million, because you wouldn't be responsible for
signing
the bonuses. So, I mean, that's very, 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 very affordable. So that's why I'm sitting here. I think a big trade is still possible. I think it's up to the teams that have those players that are most coveted, getting all the possible information, all the data they can, which is this last game. Do we win this last game? Do some others lose? Do we creep within a game and a half, two games of the playoffs? And is that good enough to go for it? That's what I think is going on here, Gator. I think a big trade is still possibly in play. And I think it's also possible that Brad Holmes will go, all right, You asked me to call back. I'm calling back. Hello, Mr. Cleveland Brown. I'm asking you to call. Oh, no? Okay. You're going to stick with your group. All right. Thank you. Click. Hello, Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, you still want to keep? Okay. You're still going for? All right. Cool. Click. Hello, Vegas Raiders. Okay. You never even want. Okay. Got it. Yep. Click. Hello. Like, just keep calling everybody back after they have all the information and figure out if you have a willing trade partner. And if not, then you start getting into the Jadeveon Clowneys or Baron Brownings or Azeez Ojulari. I've seen that name thrown around. You start getting into that tier of players.
I've thrown out Carl Granderson from New Orleans.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, that's next tier. Like, now, again, will Tennessee part with Harold Landry or Arden Key? I think you've kind of got three tiers there. I think Harold Landry 1, Arden Key 2, and Sebastian Joseph Day 3. As far as the want list, they might. Because Tennessee, even if they win this weekend, do they play this weekend? I think they got to buy. They don't, right? If Tennessee wins this weekend, they're not, it's not like it's going to change their mind. Yeah, they play New England.
Yeah, no, Tennessee's done.
Yeah. So that might be the one where they've got a deal struck. He's just waiting to see if he can get a better deal Monday or Tuesday. Because you know what you'd hate to do? Strike a deal right now for, let's say, a Sebastian Joseph Day and then find out on Monday that actually the Browns are willing to move players.
Well, but at the same time, you can do both. You can add two players at the trade deadline. Nothing says you only have to do one. They are missing their starting two defensive ends.
That would be awfully aggressive. Yep.
So, well, it'd be awfully aggressive, but if, let's say, Arden Key. Okay, and Arden Key is available for a 6th-round pick. Just throwing it out there. Well, what?
I just saw a text that came in. Okay. It's nothing to do with you.
So if Arden Key's out there, you can get him for a 6th-round pick. And then you can get Za'Darius Smith for a 4th-round pick, or maybe you have to give up next
year. You can get Arden Key for a 6th-round pick, and Arden Key for a 6th-round pick.
And then and maybe you can get Za'Darius Smith for, maybe it has to be a 3rd-round pick in 2026.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things you would do.
I mean, this feedback that's coming in, I just find it disturbing.
Is it more JMO trade?
Can this stuff, is this prevalent, what people are saying?
What, they have thoughts on the trade deadline coming up here.
We'll get to those texts at 11:18. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.